105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
15. About 5. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's no secret that rowing is a hugely popular sport at Cambridge University. But what do you do when there are 31 colleges brimming with talented athletes, but a river that's so windy and narrow you can't even get two boats side by side? Well, in 1827, Cambridge came up with a very exciting solution: bumps racing. In bumps, instead of being side by side, boats line up one after the other down the river, a boat and a half lengths apart. That's about 30 metres. At the sound of a cannon, because guns aren't quite Cambridge enough, crews will row as fast as they can with the aim of hitting the boat in front of them as quickly as possible. If you are hit, then you are bumped and you go down a place in the charts. Confused? Well, here to tell us more is Downing College's captain of boats, and actually my own captain, Ryan McPherson. So Ryan, how does bumps compare to any other kind of rowing race?
I think bumps is completely unique to Cambridge. Having rowed at school, most races are either a regatta race or a head race, where crews race from A to B as fast as they can. Whether bumps is a completely different kettle of fish. Because you have crews behind you and ahead of you, the race can change in a split second, as it can end after 500 metres or after over 2,000 kilometres. And I think the adrenaline you experience being surrounded by other college crews is nothing short of incredible. Having the cannon fire around you just feels like all chaos ensues, and crews end up scrambling off the start line, almost like a manic game of duck, duck, goose.
That sounds absolutely chaotic. Does anything ever go wrong?
Yeah, I think all the time. It's usually hilarious for spectators, because even the most experienced coxes usually crack under the pressure, and the cam is known for its notoriously sharp bends. And I've seen crews end up halfway up the bank.
Oh, wow.
And members of the crews end up swimming.
That sounds very interesting. So tell us, how do you actually win bumps?
So the order of the crews on the bumps charts is decided historically from the year before. A college or a crew will bump up over a certain period of time, starting from the lowest division and working their way up. And if a crew bumps up over a period of time, they can end up in headship station where there's no other crew in front of them. At this stage, the aim is to get from the finish line or the start line to the finish line as fast as they can without being bumped. And this is known as rowing over. If they can do this until the end of the Saturday at bumps, they win what's called a headship. For the crews that aren't or don't have the potential to get to headship station, the aim is to bump up every single day. Bumping up 4 days in a row is known as blades, which obviously you won, Jenny.
Yes, I do.
And it's fantastic for all crews.
Brilliant. So basically, if you're head of the river, you've got about 20 boats chasing you up the whole of the cam, and you've just got to get away as fast as possible.
Yeah, it's quite a stressful experience. I haven't been there myself.
It is very, very hectic. You're racing this week, Ryan. What are your hopes?
So as captain of the overall club, from a personal perspective, I want to see all the crews do well. So Downing has 3 men's crews and 2 women's crews racing. For the first men's boat, which I and myself, we're starting 7th, and we would like to go up as many as we can. It would be great to see our second men's crew and third men's crew get a few bumps. Our W1 are starting on headship station, so they have the difficult task of having to last the 2.5 kilometres every single day.
Grueling.
Without being bumped, which is always a challenge. And W2, obviously, I think are set for another set of blades quite easily.
Hopefully. I hope we can do it. Why should people come down to the river and watch? What should they be looking out for?
Rowing is one of those sports that the public only ever experiences or sees every 4 years of the Olympics. And because of the side-by-side racing, it's not as exciting as bumps. And because it is so unique and it's so changeable, it makes it a really exciting sport to watch, and one of the best formats to watch our sport. For places to watch from, the Plough is a pub located around halfway up the course, where spectators can enjoy a pint and watch the chaos ensue.
That sounds absolutely great. Well, I hope the weather's good.
Fingers crossed.
For your sake and for mine and for those drinking pints in the pub.
Bumps will be taking place this week, every afternoon and evening from today, Wednesday the 14th, until Saturday the 17th of June. Come down to the river, heading for Fendon, the Plough Pub or Midsummer Common, to watch the student rowers take part in this bizarre and historic Cambridge sporting tradition.